Last week, we were talking about tattoos and the symbolism of having a swallow tattooed onto your body. And we've done some research to come up with some more wonderful plants and animals that you can have engraved on your skin. Richard, what have you got to say about this? Do you have any tattoos?
Oh, well, no, I haven't got any tattoos, Derek, you know. Tattoos are funny things. They were introduced by my grandchildren to see the oldest known tattooed person in Europe, and it's a fella called Otzi. Otzi is a person who was crossing the Alps 5,000 years ago and was murdered, and his body was preserved intact, and it's in a museum. It was dug up, it was found in 1991, and it's now on display in Bolzano in Italy. It's a wonderful thing to see, but he had something 60 plus tattoos on his body. Now, he is the oldest known person in Europe to have a tattoo. Back in Paleolithic times, in Old Stone Age times, there were various tools found. And one speculation about these tools is that they were used to create tattoos. They're bone and stone tools. But that is my initial thought on this thing.
OK, Aina, have you got one for us? Any suggestions of tattoos, plant or animals? Can be either, of course.
You can talk about plants, they're living things as well. And did you know that there is a tattoo?
Yes, plants and animals, yeah.
There is a tattoo for each month of the year. Now, I was born in October, so my tattoo is the marigold. And it's an indication of creativity, passion and the beauty of life. Now, Richard, you're April, so your one is Daisy. And this represents innocence, purity and true love, if you wouldn't be minded.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
As for you, in March.
Yeah, March, I'm March.
Yes, yes, yes. What do you think it is? Only the daffodil, which represents new beginnings, prosperity and luck.
Well, I hope I'm going to be lucky this year. Actually, if you remember the Mooney Show that used to be on in the afternoon, you'll remember Paul G., who is our music aficionado. Paul is also a great Eurovision fan, but he told me that on the day I was born in 1967, the 4th of March, Engelbert Humperdinck was number one with Please Release Me, Let Me Go. Not a first dance song for a wedding.
Well, if you get a daffodil tattooed on your person now, you will have new beginnings, prosperity and luck, Derek.
And so you never got a tattoo of
no,
the marigold?
No, I never even got my ears pierced. My body is a temple and I will not inviolate it by sticking things into it or making holes in it or tattooing or anything else. I am, as God made me, perfect.
Niall.
So I've been looking at this as well. And just to start, I don't have any tattoos. I have no intention of getting them. But I know a lot of people do. And they are increasing in popularity. And you do see lots of animal motifs in them. Last week in the programme, of course, we were talking about the swallow, which is perhaps the most classic animal tattoo of all. So I thought I'd steer away from the birds for this one and actually look at the octopus, which is one that's very popular, particularly in Asia. But you also see it now across much of the world. It has various different types of symbolism. I think that one of the main reasons for it, though, is because octopus has come in a wide variety of different colours and indeed can change colour. So it gives artists and I suppose lots of freedom of expression there. But it's often used to symbolise intelligence and rebirth and a new start and transformation. Also, it has a nautical theme as well. So it's something that's been popular with sailors and people who spend a lot of time at sea. But it's generally seen as a symbol of intelligence and beauty and power. And it's also something that's very adaptable in terms of its shape. So it can go on many different parts of the body and still fit in. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's so popular now.
I'm just thinking that a twitcher, a person who really does like birds and will go to the ends of the earth to see a rare one, could get a tattoo of all the birds known to man. How many are on the list, Niall?
About 11,000, so that's that'd be quite small if you're going to fit them all in. I actually did meet a gentleman once, an English gentleman, who developed a real love for the birds of Turkey and was raising funds for them. And he actually pretty much tattooed his entire body with Turkish bird species. Not with turkeys, the actual bird, but with Turkish bird species to try and raise awareness. And certainly that was something he really got into. So you do sometimes see that among bird watchers, that they do get tattoos of their favourite species or a particular significant one. But it's rarer that someone covers their whole body in their life list.
Mind you, you could get a tattoo of a spider because apparently spiders show unbelievable strength when faced with adversity and their ability then to improve their destiny. They can control their destiny. So if a woman has a tattoo of a spider on her, it's a strong symbol of female power.
I bet it is. I'm thinking of the Black Widow.
That's what they get. That's what they get. It's all black with a red mark on its tail end. And the Black Widow is a widow because she ate her fellow after mating. So if you had a spider, if you met a woman there with a spider tattoo on
her, run a mile, ain't
well, it? You'd know that she was a strong feminine woman with lots of female power. So it does indicate.
Well,
in
I
some
suppose at this stage we should really ask the listener, has the listener got a tattoo of an animal or a plant on his or her person?
And if so, why did they get it?
Why did you get it, yeah?
And tell me, I always wondered, you get these wonderful coloured tattoos and then after 5 or 6 years they're always black and one colour. The colour seems to fade. So those lovely coloured tattoos that you see on day one, when you see them on people, they all seem to be just black. The colour is all gone off them. They don't seem to wear their colour very well. And
now, there mustn't
be
everlasting tattoo ink like there was there an everlasting gob stopper. Do you want to say anything more on this subject, Richard, before
yes,
we move on?
The trouble is, we're the only things that can, well, pigs can have tattoos because we have bare skin. Well, most creatures haven't bare skin, so they don't have the option of making a tattoo. And you wonder, if they had, who would choose to do that? I think flamingos like to decorate their bodies. They have a special organ for valve for distributing carotenoids to their plumage, enhancing the redness of them. And you put on a tattoo to enhance your desirability in the market out
do
there.
Do you?
What else would you do it for?
I don't know why they do it, to be honest. I've never had a desire to get one. The closest I ever came to a tattoo was that old chewing gum, and you got the tattoo sticker,
one.
Yeah, and you licked it and you stuck it on your arm and it would always fade it after a couple of hours. But is it to attract a mate, do you think, putting a tattoo on your body? I don't think it is.
All over the world. Yeah,
but they're not necessarily attracting a mate with it, are they?
Why would you decorate yourself? It's pre-clothing. We clothes are all over the place now. We don't have to put on. We can use clothes to advertise our worth. But in the old days, clothes would wear out. They get shabby. You would have to have something like a tattoo to give a permanent decoration to your body, you know. So I suspect that it was a display thing. You know, why go to that trouble? The other bird that might do it is the lammergeier, the bearded vulture. Now, he does a curious thing. He flies down into places where there's lots of iron in the water, and it gives him a red colour. And this he does, it seems, to enhance his appearance. So tattoos are a kind of desperate way of using something outside.
The birds already have a version of the tattoo, and it's the feathers. We spoke about the peacock last week and how it displays using its feathers and that little shimmy dance. Anyway, it's very interesting. If you have a tattoo of an animal or a plant, we'd be very interested to see it, depending on where it is, you know, yourself, and to hear a little bit about why you got it. Not right, Anna.
That's right, yes, indeed. And in fact, they're not always visible, but they would be visible to people in an intimate situation. So it is all about making your body more desirable, because people would do it because they feel when this tattoo is revealed, it's another interesting thing for the other person to learn about them. So I don't know, it passed me by. I never got around to getting one either. I won't do it now.
It's never too late, Anna.